Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Easter, Resurrection Sunday, Good Friday. Happy Holy Week, everyone. The Youth to Christ show will air next month, but this month, on this Friday through Sunday, we're celebrating the most sacred holidays in a Christian's life. And that is the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. Without his death and his resurrection, we would have never paid the sin debt that we owed. For all sins have to be atoned to. The wages of sin is death. And that's what Jesus' sentence was, as he took on our sin in order to reconcile us again with the Father. This is the most sacredest of holidays. Everyone, I'm glad you were able to join me. Again, I am just so just in awe of this particular Christian holiday because it shows the love of Christ at the cross, as well as shows the power of God during the resurrection or at the resurrection of our Savior. It is fulfilling what the prophet said so long ago, that Christ will come to atone and be the final priest for the children of God. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives within each and every one of us, and that's his Spirit that was left when he ascended up to heaven. He left his Holy Spirit. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will leave my Holy Spirit to comfort you, to guide you, to be there for you. Jesus was our friend. Jesus was our all in all. Christ is the Son of God and the shepherd of all mankind. Glory, glory to God on this greatest of holidays. Everyone, I am grateful as always for God allowing me to come to you again to bring you to his word. It's an honor and it's a privilege, no matter what's going on. It transcends it because you're not doing the work of yourself. You're doing the work of God. And anything God needs done, he makes a way for it to get done. So everyone be encouraged out there, no matter whatever you're going through. God can make a way out of no way. All right, everyone. We are talking about Good Friday. And we're going to talk about the death of Jesus. We're going to be reading from Matthew, the 27th chapter, but we're going to start at the 45th verse. And it says, for the sixth hour into the ninth hour, darkness came over the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there said, heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran out and got a sponge and filled it with wine vinegar and put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in the two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rock split. The tomb broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw that the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God. Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Excuse me. All right, everybody. We're going to play a little music and we're going to get back to the story. As we go forward, you know, we know this story from being told for many of years, that when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he said, well, have you forsaken me? And he lowered his head and his spirit was lifted up. He gave his spirit up. All this was done just for you, just for me. He is our all in all, everyone. He's our Savior. He's our Christ. He's the one that makes it all worthwhile going through this horrible life. And we're going to start out the show with How Can I Live with Machete Malloy, with a song that, you know, really, I know I'm hesitating, but, you know, I'm so excited. The song really touches me because he gave his life by dying. So how can you live without the person who gave you life? It's like living without your parents. Okay? All right, everybody. Let's set up Machete Malloy with How Can I Live? And here we go.
How could I live without the one who gave me life? How could I lay my head down at night? Cause I never wake up without you. Ooh, how could I breathe? Every intention of my heart, how could I live without you? I don't want to.
I can't imagine what my path would be if I had to walk without you. I don't know how messed up my heart would be if you didn't live in there. And I would hate to see what the outcome would be if I never made the choice to give you all control of me. I'd have no direction. I'd be left to face this world all on my own.
Like a ship drifting without a sail. Everything I did without you would fail.
I would be no good. Like a house without walls.
Or maybe like a sun without this fire.
You get the point. I don't have to go further. See, I'm nothing without you. So it hurts me to think about how I could live.
How could
I'm allowed to see, cause I know it's you that wakes me. Grateful for every breath you let me breathe with the touch of your hand. See, I would be so full of fear if you weren't here and never took the time to call my name or draw me near. Just like a ship drifting without a sail, I'd be lost without you.
All right, that was Machete Malloy with How Could I Live? Everyone, without Jesus in your life is just an empty space. You're just wasting time and air, because Jesus gives us life and gives us an abundance of life. You know, he said, I'm going to give you life and I'm going to give it to you in abundance. And he meant, I'm going to give you the world because you followed me. Not because, you know, with us, it's not because we've seen him and know. We believe in him and have not seen the miracles that he had worked in those days. But we still believe in him. We still have our hope in Christ. And we can never lose that fire that's inside of us when it comes to this, because it is what gives us energy. It is what gives us drive. It's just what gives us, you know, makes us endure to the end. It's Christ. He is our all in all. He does everything for us. We should get in the back seat, let him drive, because he knows where we are destined to end up. He knows every blessing spiritually along the way. He knows everything about you. Everything. So everybody, let's keep that fire going. And we're going to roll double Machete Malloy. And we're going to listen to Fire. Everyone. You know, as we're waiting for that to queue up, the other thing I want to just say, you know, on this holiday, I remember about 8 or 9 years ago, I called my father, who I was estranged from, and I called him on Easter because, you know, Easter is the season of forgiveness. Even Christ forgave the people who crucified him. He asked the Father to forgive them because they knew not what they did. So we have to remember, as I'm self-disclosing, that, you know, with all this that we're feeling within ourselves because of our faith walk, we have to remember others, because others are a big part of your faith walk. Jesus said that the second greatest commandment is to love each other as I have loved you, and to love God with all your heart and all your soul. Those were the two greatest commandments. He loved us so much that he went to the cross and he died. If that can't get you on fire, maybe this song will. This is Fire. Again, another one up by Machete Malloy. Here we go.
It's a new day and I got a new song to sing. Fire in my soul keeps on burning. I want it to burn up everything not like you. Cleanse me through and through. Oh, I want my flesh to die. So let the oil of your anointing burn tonight. I feel the spirit moving me. I can tell he wants to drive. I'll take the back seat. Just like David, I could dance right out of my clothes. It must be the Holy Ghost. Oh, I put my flesh aside. Let the oil of your anointing flow tonight.
Fire.
Machete Malloy, everybody, with Fire, because he just can't get enough, everybody. We're going to keep on rolling with the show. Next up is Jesus Is Real, and he is real, baby. Amen.
Well, come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell it. Sing it for me now. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me. To my tears, he helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, he's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I'm good. I know that he's real.
Yes, clap your hands, all you people, unto the Lord, because Jesus is real. You know, the Spirit just told me that I'm going to instruct you to read the entire book of Matthew, because it goes through the journey of Jesus on this earth up to the resurrection Sunday, which is coming up. And, you know, it's important that we, coming up like Sunday, it's important that we would be able to have this conversation without going directly to the scripture, because it's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's why you should be able to explain to any person who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ why you hope lies in Jesus. What he did for us on Calvary, everyone, is just amazing. And he just didn't get nailed to the cross. He was beaten severely, severely. The beating should have killed him, but no one took his life. He gave it up. So he didn't die until he was nailed to the cross, until that specific time that God had in store for it to be over and for it to begin for us again. All right, everybody, we might as well confess. That's next up by Rosalind. And, you know, it's so important that we start out with confessing our sins, because that's how you get forgiven of your sins, is by confessing them to the Christ. You have to confess your sins, everyone. It's not just a get out of free jail card. You have to confess your sins that you know that you have committed to Christ. And I add an extra thing onto it. I said, please forgive me for those things that I don't know are a sin yet, because I know you revealed to me in time. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, you don't have to worry about it, because he is sinless. He's sinless. We sin without thinking. He knows that. So when he presents us to the Father, it's his compassion. It's his eyes that the Lord sees us in. It's the eyes that Jesus sees us in. And my goodness, those are adoring eyes. All right, everybody. Might as well confess by Rosalind. Here we go.
Might as well confess. Might as well confess.
I am just sitting here all by myself. My heart keeps crying out, Lord, I need your help. I really don't know why I feel the way I do. Cause I know everything I need is in you. Sometimes I feel as if nobody. That's just what they want me to believe. Each day the faces seem a little bit colder, and things don't really seem to be as they were. I've got all these things going on in my head, and keep replaying all the things that you've said to me. Thoughts keep creeping, I can't seem to control them. Then I keep hearing this again and again.
Might as well confess.
You might as well confess everything. Already knows the ins and outs of your mind. You've got to realize that you're not alone. You've got to might as well confess. You might as well confess everything to him. He already knows the ins and outs of your mind. You've got to realize that you're not alone. You've got to might as well confess.
Might as well confess.
My love, I see you sitting there by yourself. Tears for you when you cry for help. You should know you don't have to feel the way you do. Depend on me and understand I love you. I want you to know I hear every word you say. Trust me and know that everything is okay. This life is not an easy test to take, but everything you do is all your choice to make. I want the very best for you and I hope you know. All you have to do is let me run the show. Remember all these words and keep them in. You're in before you knew your start.
Might as well confess.
You might as well confess everything to him. He already knows the ins and outs of your mind. You've got to realize that you're not alone. You've got to might as well confess. You might as well confess everything to him. He already knows the ins and outs of your mind. You've got to realize that you're not alone. You've got to might as well confess.
Might as well confess.
Dear Lord, I really need you.
I need you.
I need you to take control of my life.
Take control, Lord.
I'm sorry for all the things
I'm
I've done
so
wrong.
Sorry.
I want to be right in your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
From now on, Lord, I want to live for you.
I
trust you, Jesus. I believe in you.
Yes, Lord.
Please forgive me. Forgive me, Lord.
That was Might As Well Confess by Rosalind. And if you just tune it in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. And this is the Easter Resurrection Sunday, Good Friday. Woo! Celebration. everybody, I'm excited because this is what my whole belief system is based upon, is this holiday. And it's just so exciting to know that someone loved me so much that they would go to Calvary and die for all my sins. And that God loved me so much that he would send his son to do this so we can be reconciled back to him. He missed us. He misses us. We were created to praise and worship God. That's all we were created to do. And to take dominion over the land and take care of his animals and take care of his creations. You know, that's what we were born to do. And that is why it is so important that we realize just what role we play in this big picture. We are here to give the Most High, the utmost high, all the time, under every circumstances, under every situation, no matter how hard it gets for you, you are still to praise him in your circumstances. Praise him as if something is going to happen, because it will. If you believe and keep your faith, it will happen for you. Whatever you need will manifest. All right, everybody. But, you know, like I was just saying, next person up on their mic is Danielle Woodson. She has a song, Heart Out Here. And that's one of the things that I do love about the relationship you have with Christ. Once you get that personal relationship, is he knows exactly how hard it is for you. He knows how hard it is for me to do what I do. He does. But he takes care of it. And he makes sure that I have the strength to do whatever the Father has asked of me. So even though it's hard out there, don't fear. Jesus is always near. All right, everybody. Here's Heart Out Here by Danielle Woodson. And here we go.
I didn't realize how the world affected me, and my mind made a slave. And even though I was innocent, streets can change that real quick. Either you're down with the hustlers, or you're down with the clique. Sick and tired of being bullied, I thought I'd give myself a name. Make me a reputation, got caught up in the game. So I hung out on the corners till they called me a thug. Had my pants pulled down low to show how hard I really was. And everywhere that I went, my name went with me. I didn't realize that the enemy was working inside me. All I know is it felt good to be loved so much. Though the people I had around me, I knew I couldn't trust. And when I looked in the mirror, I didn't like what I see. Cause when I laid my head down at night, my mind had no peace. Then a voice deep inside me said, you know you ain't right. Would your soul be ready for me if I took it tonight? Man.
Lord, it's getting kinda hard out here. And I don't see no God out here, but I'm trying here. Brothers and sisters are out here dying here. And Lord, if I put my trust in you, promise that you'll have me through like I need you to. I'm calling you now, so tell me what I should do.
When I was older, I was trapped in a curse. Cause I grew up in church, and that only made things worse. I didn't have a role model of what a saved life was. Cause all the Christians that I knew, I met them up at the club. And when we got around each other, they cursed just like me, they drank just like me, still puffing on trees. So I thought that I was in, kept living my life in sin, kept staying out all night for whatever I could get in. It's not that I didn't have a conscience, I just gave it no thought. I forgot that you said my soul had been bought. It seemed the more things changed, the more they stayed the same. My mouth kept getting me in trouble, my pride did the same. Not knowing that going to church doesn't make everything alright. Not knowing how far away I really was from Christ. Not knowing if you came tonight and took me in my bed. Not knowing if you came tonight, tomorrow I'd be dead. Man.
Lord, it's getting kinda hard out of here. And I don't see no God out here, but I'm trying here. Brothers and sisters are out here dying here. And Lord, if I put my trust in you, promise that you'll guide me through like I need you to. I'm calling calling you now, so tell me what I should do. Oh Lord, it's getting kind of hard out here, and I don't see no God out here, but I'm trying here. Brothers and sisters are out here dying here, and Lord, you know what I'm going through, so tell me that you'll guide me through, cause I need you to.
Man, I've tried to live right. I've even tried to live holy. And even though I repent, my sins are still right before me. And I've done so much stuff that a church like this bores me. I done so much stuff, Lord, I feel like you ignore me. So I try to live right, but in the back of my mind, I know my sins can catch up to me. And you'll be back anytime. So what do I do now with this life that I have? Cause the way that I'm living, I'm heading nowhere fast. All I got left is my name and bill collectors on my back. I got 3 kids and no job, and you wanna tell me how to act? Forget that. Lord, hope you hear me, cause I'm losing this fight. Feel like the only thing I have left is to take my own life.
Just when I hear a voice in my ear that the devil is a liar, cause no matter what I'm here, put your trust in me, you know I'll lead the way. Just lay your life before me, everything will be okay. You know all the old things pass away, and you know I was with you every time you prayed, and you know I'll be waiting every time you fall, you know I'll be there waiting every time you call. So all those heavy burdens you pack on, just all you do is bring them to the sun. And even though you feel a hopeless on the back, and you'll see two footsteps became one.
Father God, I think I got it right. See, I can't take my life, I have no right. So now I give you praise all of my days, cause now I know that Jesus is the way. Father, now my life has just begun, so open up your arms, cause here I come. Holy Spirit, lead me to the light, cause now I know that Jesus is the Christ.
Lord, even though it's hard out here, now I know my God's out here, cause he's alive in here. I'm walking in lightness and now I have no fear. And Lord, now I have my trust in you, cause now I know you'll guide me through like I need you to. So if you need them, stand up, someone put your hands up. Lord, even though it's hard out here, now I know my God's out here, cause he's alive in here. I'm walking in lightness and now I have no fear. And Lord, now I have my trust in you, cause now I know you'll guide me through like I need you to. So if you need to stand up, someone put your hands up.
Come to me, all whose work is hard, whose load is heavy, and I will give you rest.
All right, that was Daniel Woodson with Heart Out Here. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is our Resurrection Sunday celebration. This is our Good Friday celebration. And this is the, you know, I was reading the story from the book of Matthew, and I want you to read the book of Matthew, but I wanted to say what the story meant to me this year instead of just reading what the story is. We all know the story, but what does it mean to you? You know, I personally know that Jesus has been instrumental in keeping me mentally and physically together. Jesus is the reason that I can even get up to come to you to bring you this good news that he can be this for you too. He died for each and every one of us. And this was so great. He died for those who were not born. He even spoke of those who would believe in him, not because of what they saw, but because of what was witnessed by the people that were with him. He prayed for us. And he believed in that. Everybody, find the core reasons of why this means so much to you, and then tell someone, tell anyone, just why this means so much to you. Tell someone out there who may not know the fullness of Christ. And when I say fullness, I mean completely understand without a wavering doubt that this is our Savior, to completely understand that this is the person who guides your life, to completely understand that this is the only individual that matters, is our Savior, because He is the only way back to God, our Heavenly Father. All right, everybody, I want you to go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. And I want you to download the ministry's app. At the app, you'll be able to not only have a Bible that you can use to follow along with Bible study or even what I'm doing when I'm presenting, but you can read it for yourself, and it will also read to you if you don't feel like actually reading the words. Also, if you have a goal, which I think all Christians should, and sometime in their life, have a goal to want to read the entire Bible, because we won't know what to do if we don't read what's in there. And so it allows you to set up a reading schedule 1 year, 5 years. It doesn't matter. You set up the schedule, and it will give you Bible verses each and every day to read in order to complete your goal. That's a beautiful, effortless thing. The second thing that you'll be able to do is hear the shows, the online radio shows, hours before it airs on Blog Talk Radio. You'll also be able to take the mixes, which are there by themselves on the app, and download them and listen to them as often as you will once you download it, because I change them every week, both for DJ Shaim and for the Gospel House Mix. But next up on the stage here is the Gospel House Mix by Sister Pucci. Yours truly. I don't want you to think it's another person, but by Sister Pucci. And again, this is just something that I felt was so important for us to have this sound coming from Chicago. Having Gospel House music has to be on this platform again. And I'm so glad it's back, and I'm so glad God made this very seamlessly for me to do. And everybody, here is the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix for Resurrection Sunday 2019, and here we go. All right, everyone. That was the Gospel House mix for the Resurrection Sunday 2019 holiday. Everyone, whether you call it Resurrection Sunday or you still call it Easter, we all know what day we're talking about. We're talking about the day that our Savior was risen from the dead in order to demonstrate just how much God loved us and just how powerful He is to raise His Son from the dead. After everything He had been through, all the torture He had been through, He was new as white snow when He was risen from the dead. He still had the holes in His hands, and after He was, actually Mary Magdalene and Mary went to the tomb to attend to Jesus' body, and they came and they saw that the stone was rolled away as a great earthquake came. An angel came down and told them that Christ was gone already, and they ran back to tell the disciples. And Thomas actually said, "I won't believe it unless I can put my fingers through the holes of His hands or my hand through the side of His body. Will I believe it?" And the next thing you know, Jesus was standing in the room with the disciples. He just walked through the door and told Thomas to do it. And he said that was the last time that he would prove it to anyone anymore. All right, everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I want you to go over to jhom.org. That's jhom.org and download our app. There you'll have many, 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 many features and have everything that has to do with the ministry all in one place in high definition. And when you are not doing anything on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, join us at gmap1.com. That's gmap1.com. And there we are syndicated and can be heard every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And also you can catch me hanging out in the chat room and come hang out with me. And we can chit-chat and praise and worship the Lord together. All right, everybody, I'm going to play another one, another spoken word artist. This is Brittany Anthony Mason, and this is Metaphors of Conviction. And really what I'm talking about, it is about having that conviction of why your hope is in Christ. My hope is in Christ because I know that He died for me, my sinful, shameful self. And I know that how far He has brought me in my life. And once you start having personal experiences with Christ, that's when you really are able to tell people why your hope lies in Him. You can't just have hope in Him and never have tried Him. That doesn't work. And it doesn't hold up for, remember, we're trying to reach people who don't believe. We're not trying to convince believers. And so we have to be able to articulate why we believe in Christ. And I believe in Christ because of everything He has done for me personally in my life. And we can sit down and have a whole interview of the things that God gets me through and Christ helps me do in my life, and this radio show and this ministry is one of them. All right, everybody, this is Metaphors of Conviction, and here we go.
Living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clap on. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. He invited you to dinner, but you turned it down. He is the bridge to new life, but you burned it down. He tapped you on the shoulder, but you didn't turn around. He called you by your name, but you were nowhere to be found. God is a bountiful stream of grace and mercy. He is the living water, and He knows you're thirsty. He knows all of your thoughts, and you don't have to worry, because He supplies our child of the King, the one who made the earth, stars, and everything. Why would you turn down a crown? Why would you rather chase fame, girls, cars, and make dough? Fame is overrated, girls are overstated, cars rust and break down, and that dough you just made wasn't worth the price you put down. Hell doesn't have currency, it just has ingredients, souls, sulfur, and fire. Nothing else will be expedient. Tick tock, the clock is ticking, you better get right while your leg's still kicking. You running around like a headless chicken. Hell ain't Kentucky Fried and it ain't finger licking. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on.
Yes, everyone, that was Metaphors of Conviction by Brittany Anthony Mason. And if you're a spoken word artist, a musician, or singer, or DJ, and you want to get on this program, it is absolutely free for you to do that. All you have to do is email a WAV or MP3 file of your work and a short bio about who you are to Journey Home Outreach Ministries at gmail.com. That's Journey Home Outreach Ministries at gmail.com. The ministry's name at gmail.com. Okay, everybody. So definitely send in your work and someone will review it and get back to you. Now, excuse me. Next up on the mic is Man About Change featuring J. Rig. And this is It Ain't Hard to Tell. Everybody, here we go.
Third letter, I said I only get better. It ain't hard to tell. It ain't hard to tell. I aspire to be like the higher, like J.R. I'm a writer, only for the Messiah. End it like a lifer to accomplish God's desires. Bring the light like a fire, keep it rolling like a tire. Moving on like Maya, keeping God on my mind state. Feeling like I'm a great, my status being pious. They never see me perspire unless fire is next to my face. Why should I be in a worried state? God is handling my case. Anything I can be as long as God is with me. Be feeling like I'm Tiffy from the shine, I'm a grizzly. On my job simply to do what he asks, I'm a leader. So I never follow the math. It ain't hard to tell. Different, like the present, I'm gifted. Not John Legend, but I'm here to get you lifted. Give you something different, something new than what you used to. I don't spit boo-boo, not Walker or Gooch do. More like the truth, what I'm bringing when I step in boots. You might not be familiar with. Flow deadly like the seven sins, but a hell like God's medicine. Better than your veterans, what else is you expecting? Man, it's smack, I'm here, I'm going in. I'm never slowing, cause I'm going at a nice pace. Praising through the music is my way of seeking God's faith. I'm on my job, and you know I does it well. This heaven's where I wanna dwell. It ain't hard to tell.
The growth in me lyrically was inspired by your 4-year-old, so I wrote my own history, not a rolling stone, but I'm going on and I won't let Rome get to me in a different mode, in a distant zone, when the Holy Ghost into me, that's a shot, listen to me like I got what's that, listen to me, but the South side's where I reside, cause that's where I'm meant to be, it ain't hard to tell, well baby it is, I'm different from them kids that surround on your strip block, red clothes and fit, with no expensive wristwatch, who let them in, and why they controlling hip-hop, they time gon' end, it's up, tick-tock, and yeah I got bricks, but that's only when I miss shots. I say, I say, I say, I say.
right, all right. That was Man About Change, It Ain't Hard to Tell, featuring J-Reg. Everybody, if you are just tuning in, we are almost done with the show. The celebration of our resurrection of our Savior, everyone. This is the holiest of holidays, and it is so dear to me because I know the price that was paid, and I know just how much I couldn't have paid it. I couldn't have done what Jesus did. I couldn't have. You know, we get afraid just facing the trials of the day. Could you imagine the trials of everyone in the world, born and not born, to be placed upon your shoulders to carry? And you do it. You do it out of obedience. You know, we have to remember that Jesus was also, not only was he God's son, he was also human. And the human part of him made him go in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when you get to that in Matthew, it's really interesting to read. When he went, goes into the garden, and he simply just says, hey, Dad, hey, you know, God, if there's any way you can take this cup away from me, please do. And he waited. But then he finally said, but your will be done. Your will be done, Father. And we have to do that in our life. No matter what's going on, no matter what we have to give up, no matter what we have to do, if it's the Father's will, it's the Father's will. And if we just relax and go in his will, everything will be all right. And that's what he's trying to say. All right, next up on the mic, the show is winding down so quick, but we got to get DJ Shaheem in, our resident DJ. Now, this is a brand new mix for the month of April. And the month of April is almost over, I know, but it's a brand new mix. And we're glad to have it from DJ Shaheem. We're always glad to hear his music on JHOM. He's been with us for 11 years, and we're so blessed to have him. All right, everybody, here's the mix from our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, and here we go.
You're in the mix with DJ Shaheem.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How did you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing.
All I wanna do. you.
Will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it?
Really mean it this time.
That was DJ Shaheem's Gospel House Mix. Oh, that's oh, sorry, that's my. That was DJ Shaheem's. It's not. You know what? He is just evolving to all kinds of things. That's why I can't describe his mixing anymore. Everybody, that's our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, with the mix for the week, and we look forward to see what he has in store for us next week. Okay, everybody. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I want you to jump over to our website, jhom.org. That's jhom.org. There you can find a multitude of resources there to help feed your spiritual life. Also, there is a download for an app in the App store for your smartphones. That way you can keep on top of everything JHOM all the time. All right, everybody, we're going to move on to one more song. The show is rolling down, but I want to play He's Able by Frenzone Hayes. And I'm just going to play the song because it's going to hit you where it hit me. Here we go.
When your way seems hard and the road looks dark, he's able.
He's able to bring you out.
When all is taken and friends have forsaken you, he'll be there. Don't give up, don't give in. He will come through again and again. I'm so glad I know
He's able to bring you out.
When your way seems hard and the road looks dark, He's able.
He's able to bring you out.
When all is taken and friends have forsaken you, He'll be there.
Yes.
Don't give up, don't give in. He will come. Again and again, I'm so glad I know
He's able to bring you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the bills are due and the money is due, He's able.
He's able to bring you out.
When you've cried all night long, feel so alone, God is there.
Yes.
Don't give up, don't give in. He will come through again and again and again. So glad I know.
That was fun. Woo, that was He's Able by I'm sorry, everybody, because he is so able to do whatever you need him to do. I want you to get that in your spirit. That was for Zion Hayes, but he's able. Everyone, this has been a wonderful celebration of Easter 2019, Resurrection Sunday, Good Friday, however you want to call it. It is the resurrection of our Savior. It is the reason why we are Christians, because we believe so dearly in this. And so I want to wish everybody out there a wonderful Good Friday and a wonderful Easter. Have a wonderful time celebrating the freedom that was brought for you by Jesus Christ. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Please, blessings, everyone. See you next week. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, gmat1.com. Every Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, jhom.org. And here we go.
Come.